Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Sunday special You Up episode. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Free. Jordana, so good to be back here with you. We're going to do...
Always great.
These are our Sunday special episodes, and we're going to do something a little different every week. And we want you to keep sending in your ideas for this. We have a lot of ideas. We're not like, we don't need you, but we'd like to hear from you. Because,
yeah.
You know, we got a bunch of these episodes prepared, and we got new things to do every week on them. But if there's a show that maybe you're think that we should take a look at, or a dating situation, a different scenario, a different type of game, we're happy to play it here, because this is kind of where we get to paint outside the lines of the podcast, right?
Exactly. And this week, we are going to do a deal reveal, and I think it's a good one. I'm excited to get into it.
So for those that are new to this show, let's explain the deal reveal is that we get sent these text message exchanges and they want to know what the deal is.
Yes.
Like, what from this mess of texts do you think is going on? Yeah. So let's get into the email. You ready?
I'm ready. I'll read the email.
Go for it.
And then you and I can read the texts and
we'll perform them like it's modern day Shakespeare.
Exactly. Hey, J&J, thanks for your hard work diving deep into dating issues while making it all super entertaining. I have a deal reveal for you that has divided my friend group. Wow. I had gone on three dates with a guy
brunch,
from Hinge.
The brunch table is divided. Bring us back together. Yeah.
I'd gone on three dates with a guy from Hinge, both of us in our late 20s. It's usually tough for me to find real prospects, but these dates went great. We got along amazingly, had physical chemistry, kissed, no sex yet. He was communicative, and it was an equal back and forth of reaching out / making plans, and I was shook there were zero red flags to be found and was going as easily as everyone says it should. What a love story.
It's a love story that she's eloquently writing on the fly. Like, this is a very female thing to go, how can I find someone? But it never goes. And it's like, yeah, we all have problems dating. It's a fucking hellscape for everyone. But go on.
It was magic. He's perfect. Whenever I had a friend who was dating tell me the guy she was seeing was perfect, I like excitedly waited for things to implode.
Yeah. It's like...
and they always did.
This girl's friend group table, the brunch table is divided. Half of those friends are probably on the same page you were.
Right. Jumped to the weekend after our third date, and he checks in to ask about my weekend and vice versa. And I brought up figuring out the next time we could hang. He let me know he'd have a better idea of availability come Monday after work, while also making jokes about date options. Monday evening comes, and he sends me the attached text out of the blue. I was immediately skeptical.
Hold on. It's not out of the blue. He said he would text you Monday.
Yeah, should we read the text here or wait till the end?
Let's read it here. So they've been on three dates. They've made out, no sex. Made out, no sex. Everything's going great. Checks in to ask about my weekend, and they don't hang out over the weekend. Brought out figuring out the next time we can hang out on Monday after work. And then she gets this text out of the blue, quote unquote, but let's
okay,
be
so
real.
You be him, I'll be her.
He writes, "Hey, I know this is sort of out of leftish fieldish, but was giving it some I know this is sort of out of left fieldish." That sounds like a guy I went to camp with.
Yeah.
"Hey, my friend left fieldish." Yeah, he's left fieldish is having his bar mitzvah this week. This is sort of out of left fieldish, but was giving it some thought yesterday and wanted to be up front. I'm not truly sure what I'm looking for right now or if it's even anything serious. I have a lot of fun with you, but I'm not sure I'm ready to jump into something right now.
Oof. You hate to get those.
Yeah, this... I appreciate what he's doing. I think what he's doing is not evil at all.
No, I think it's never evil to say how you're feeling as soon as you feel it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So I'm on board with this. So then she responds, "Hey, thanks for being honest with me. I definitely have enjoyed hanging out with you as well and felt like we were getting along pretty well. So a bit disappointing to hear. Would you be open to just seeing where things go or no? And I'm just curious, did I say slash do anything that threw you off? I'm so sorry. And it definitely wouldn't have been my intent."
"Nothing you said or did at all. You are great, but I just got out of something and thought I was ready to jump back in, but I don't think I really am."
Gotcha. Well, that's a bummer. I have to say this is just a little confusing, so if you just don't feel like there's a connection, you can let me know.
"No, I just don't think I have the ability to make a connection right now with someone with the headspace that I'm in."
"Okay, that makes sense. And sorry to hear that. Good luck with everything, and maybe our paths will cross again."
"Thanks, you too." Now, okay. That was Tuesday at 6:43 a.m.
So then let's continue. Right. So then let's continue with the email. She said, so she gets this out of the blue. "I was immediately skeptical, thinking he was using not being ready as a cop out for just not having any connection with me, even though that would be shocking based on our dates and conversations. But hey, it happens. I didn't get any hint of him being in a serious relationship recently and no Insta evidence. So it's true. He hit it well. What I want to know is, do you think this seems genuine and he actually is going through a rough time, or he just can't be an almost 30-year-old man and say his true feelings of why he wants to, or he just can't be an honest almost 30-year-old man and say his true feelings of why he wants to end it. I know feelings change. I'm guilty myself, but this truly was so out of left field based on the lead up. Some friends think he's being honest. Some think an ex came back into the picture. Some think it's an excuse, etc. Is there any chance he might get in a better headspace and rethink of me to reignite? I'm dying to know what your thoughts are and feel like this excuse is used a lot, so it could be good to cover. Sincerely, I don't even like baseball. P.S. My last text to him I sent a day after he ended it because I like getting my feelings out and it's a type of closure for me. I know I should have let it be, but so be it. And no, he has not replied." So this is the text she sends
after the day after.
Right. "Hey, I always appreciate being straightforward and felt like it'd be beneficial to share where I stand here too. Your total 180 on this is seemingly one day took me by surprise. I'm usually pretty perceptive with these kinds of things. I understand if your ex came back in the picture or if you still have feelings for her, but the abrupt turn of events just seemed very odd and calls into question the genuinity, I don't even know if that's a word, the genuinity of our hangs and validity of your reasoning. I'm usually quite guarded when it comes to dating anyway and take things slow, and I get that feelings change, but wanted to vocalize."
So I have a lot of opinions on this.
I had a feeling you would have a lot of opinions.
I think first of all, let me empathize with her. It sucks. She is in no way wrong for feeling disappointed, for feeling hurt. She had something, you know, if we go to her story is, it's hard for me to click with someone. So it's, first of all, it's hard for everyone to click with someone. That's why this podcast exists. And then she says, this one was going as easy as I thought. Everyone said it should.
Right.
And then that changed. And three great dates. You're looking ahead. You're like, man, this is the connection I was looking for. You can see it. That's the most disappointing ones.
There's a lot of emotional masturbation going on.
Totally. And so let me first say that before I get a little bit more. And I'm saying this honestly, but I'm saying, like, let me say that
the bubble.
First. Okay. Yeah. You know how, like, last episode, if you go back to Wednesday's episode, we talked about, like, we talked a lot about the narcissism of men and how that kind of shows. to me, this is a very female version of narcissism.
Okay.
And it's her saying, like, for him to not keep going with me, I must have done something wrong. This must be an excuse. There has to be such a circumstance for me, because she really doesn't want to feel like a fool. She doesn't want to feel like she doesn't know what reality is. She's like, if I thought it was so great, how could he? Where's this other woman? And she keeps writing the word excuse, and that bothers me, because it's like, no. He was straight up with you. Now, if you want me to explain a little more, I actually think that he is writing this text because he did have a connection with you. And you saying, well, you know, couldn't we just keep going? Like, when you give the, in her text, she gives the proposition. Would you be open to seeing where things go? No, he knows where you want to go. You wrote it to us, but he isn't an idiot. He doesn't have zero emotional intelligence. He knows you want to go to Instagram Island and then go to vacation, you know, Playa del Vacation, and to parents, you know, Villa de Parents, and
to ring
and engagement, and he knows where this works. Train goes, and women do this thing a lot where they're like, I'm not looking to get married, and it's like, no, you're looking to do the 20 things before that too. We know where this leads to. So for him, the idea that he's giving, he saw a connection. He saw, you are someone where I get, you know, kind of hit it off with, that I know if we keep going, now I'm leading you on with my actions. And then she starts referencing his age. Well, I couldn't think a 29-year-old guy couldn't just want to. And it's like, yeah, 29-year-old guys want to fuck too. If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you, no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP. My question for you, just on her behalf, is like, even those guys usually say are kind of like open to something if it comes along, like even if that's their prime. So you're saying like he felt a connection.
I'm saying he felt, he knew that you two were having good dates. And he also knew that if you guys kept pressing forward, sex would happen and he would get locked in to a situation that he wasn't ready to be responsible for. He was going to create a mess that he couldn't clean up. And that's him realizing, hey, she's like I dated so many women that were like, I'm like, they're ready for the next phase. I'm not ready for that next phase. And they're ready to do the thing and the thing. And listen, like I hate to bring practicality into this romantic, you know, like this romantic connection. But like when you date someone, life gets more expensive and time become and decisions are made with two people, not with one person. And he, you know, the idea that like, I just hate that she's like, where's the real answer? And it's like, no. He gave a very gentlemanly answer and knew that, you know, the next level, these three dates is the first level of a budding relationship. He knew the next level couldn't really be opted out as easily as he did just here.
Right. I mean, I've been in her position. I get it. It feels like it always just feels like very like deflating. It feels very like, again, you built this person into like a into the story of like your life. And you kind of feel like, oh, like this was so exciting. And then like, it kind of feels, it can feel, I get her position where it can feel like someone's doing something cruel to you. When you go on three good dates and then it seems like it went really well. And then you get this text that's like, I don't see it going anywhere. And it can it just feels like someone's like, it feels like very hurtful. It feels like, and I can understand her sense of like this blame. There needs to be like, this feels so bad that it needs to be someone's fault. Because
yeah,
I need to put that energy like somewhere and all this like excited energy is now like popped. And I have all this other like shitty feeling that's going on and I need to like place it somewhere. So like, I have to figure out like why this happened. And I think that women have a tendency to like, again, like you said, like label things or like put things in a box. And we're like, well, if it went well, I can't put my finger on like what went wrong and I can't like fix it. And so it has to be like his fault or something like that, which I agree with you. It's not.
Or my fault. You know, like right. she even asked him, like, what did I do? He doesn't have an answer for that. He doesn't know. You didn't do anything wrong. All you were was vulnerable, which is what you have to be. And when you're vulnerable, you're going to get hurt. Like, right. That's kind of the shitty part is like you have to like allow yourself to get hurt to be actually meet people. He wrote something. I'd say this guy, you know, last relationship. I think when he says nothing you said or did, you're great, but I just got out of something and thought I was ready to jump in. But I don't think I really am. Is him saying I'm not it, like he's saying I'm not ready to be in relationship life. It's not right. About I'm not over my ex or an ex came back. And that may be the case. We really don't know his situation, but and then the next line he gives is the most honest thing he can say. No, I just don't think I have the ability to make a connection right now with someone with the headspace that I'm in. He's saying, I'm not ready to give to make decisions as a we and
right.
Make and take my life and share it with someone. And I think that's a very honest thing that he's also like, you know, he's going. I think this is all because of the connection you made, and that's the hardest part. Is like, oh, because we connected, he's like, I got to run away from this because I'd be signing up for a whole other responsibility that I'm not really going to be good for. Like, nobody wants to be a bad boyfriend. Nobody wants to be the guy that's like, I'm not meeting your parents. I don't want to do that. Like,
right.
You know, like if he goes on the next date and they have sex or have a sleepover and that's his actions are promises that he can't really keep.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I were her, I would concentrate on like the alternative, right? Like, cause this is the best possible thing that he really could have done. Because, like, what's the alternative? He continues to see you. You start sleeping together. You become even more into it, and he starts like slowly backing away, which is kind of like torture. If kind of just like slowly texts you less or seems less enthusiastic, and then you have like a lot of other shit to like interpret. Like, what he did is actually like, it seems like the meanest thing, but it's actually pretty much the nicest thing.
Yeah,
because he's saving you potentially months of like trying to figure him out. He's saying like, don't try to figure me out. I'm taking off the band-aid before it gets to that period.
Well, he's also respecting relationships in general. Like, he's respecting that relationships are hard and take a certain amount of work and take a certain amount of like inconvenience that, you know, like the whole idea of like love will conquer the connection will conquer all. He's going, yeah, I'm connecting with you and this is great. But I to say I'm ready for the fourth date type of relationship, I'm not.
Right.
And that has nothing to do with her. And I think, like I don't mind her sending the text, but, like, you know.
I don't think it helped particularly.
Maybe it helped her. And I think, like, he's actually being an even nicer guy by not responding to it. And, you know, like, I think him going, listen, she got it out of her system. She'll find someone great. Like, I don't think she's not going to find someone. She's going to find someone great. She's going to find someone that's going to be as easy as this guy and then be better. I think she has to trust in that. I think putting on this guy who's just, he's running away from a situation, not running away from you. And the idea that like, maybe he'll come back. I'm not going to ever say that to someone. Like, right. She's like, will he come back? I could never say that to her and be
he
honest.
He might. I think he might. That sometimes they do, but like,
but that doesn't happen if you play like the way she like proposed for that to happen is like, why don't we just go with it? No. Just going with it is you getting hurt because you're expecting something other than
right.
He can give you.
She doesn't realize that that's worse.
Way worse. And I got to say, like, the word, what is an excuse? Like, this comes back a lot on this podcast. I don't understand the idea that, like, he's, like, to me, like, I guess everything's an excuse. Everything can be an excuse.
Yeah.
But like,
I mean, I read it as an excuse too. I'll be honest. I read it as an excuse. But at the end of the day, like, especially, I can say this because I'm objective and I'm not in it. It doesn't matter what the excuse is.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, that, you don't really know him. It can feel like you know someone when you go on three dates with them, but you don't really know them. You don't know what's going on in their head. You don't know what it's like for them to date. You don't know what other shit they have going on in their lives. Like, you don't know them. You think you know them, but you don't. So like, whether what they're saying is an excuse or it's real or it's something else that they don't really want to get into, like, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day, they're just giving you the only information that is necessary for you to have, which is that they cannot move forward. And like, there's nothing that they're going to say. There's no excuse that they're going to say that's going to make you feel better about it.
Saying these things is the hardest part. The fact that he even said it should be enough to be like, okay, got it. I wish it was different, but what can I do? You know, like, for him to send in a text that literally says, and he understands it. Hey, I know it's out of left fieldish. You know, like, he understands it. He's not unaware of what's going on. He's not unaware that there was a connection made, that you had three great dates. This is the reason the text is coming. I would want to ask her, what's the answer she would have wanted? Like, would she have, like, I guess, like,
You think you want something more clear cut so that you can like feel like you've learned something from it, or like you like are improving, or like, do you know what I mean? Like when, do you know when some people don't get a job and they reply and they're like, can I ask like,
sure,
why I didn't get the job? It's like, 'cause you weren't the right fit. Go home.
You weren't the right fit. Yeah. There were, and also there were so many other variables that went into this situation that are beyond your control.
Right.
Like when you don't hire someone, it's a mix of like money and, you know, office and culture just, and so many different timing things. And that's the same for dating. Like I do think like when I ask like what would her best answer be, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think she wants something to learn from. Nothing can be learned from. There's nothing he's gonna say that be like, well, if your hair was different, I would have fucked you. No. It's not gonna happen. But I think the other part of this, the part that makes me, you know, get upset, the part that makes me have, you know, opinions on this is there's this need to, it's almost easier to get, to have something end where the other person can be made evil. That's why her,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why her brunch table is divided, because she's probably had some friends take his side and that annoys her. And she's all some other friends who are lying to her and being like, fuck him. What a piece of shit. This is an excuse, when they don't even know. Because if you're going to say it's an excuse, then give me the answer you would have rather. Would you rather him say, I'm looking to fuck a bunch of women, and you seem like someone that is looking for not that?
I always think whatever they say is an excuse for just like, I'm just not that into you.
Yeah, but I also think that's like, I think he would say,
like, yeah, I think at the end of the day, it kind of is, because it's like, yeah, like he went on three dates. There is a reality of the situation that is like, if I were truly extremely interested, I might continue on. But because I'm kind of like a little bit in the middle, I don't think it's worth it to go on, which is fine. I mean, that's a hurtful thing to hear or to say. And that's usually, I think when I say like that, this is an excuse, like, yeah, the other things may be true also, but in the back of my head, when this has happened to me, it's been like, you just didn't like me enough to like get over the other facts and like date me anyway, which is, again, like, fine.
Well, to extend on that, to make it less personal to her, I will also say that his list right now in life could be very different than her list as far as priorities and concerns. His concern of being a, and she references his age, or he just can't be an almost 30-year-old man and say his true feelings of what he wants to end it. Like, so she's referenced age. To me, I'm going to make an assumption that age is a factor in how much you should want a relationship or how honest you should be. And so to me, like, his, on his list, being single and 32 doesn't really rank on the charts. Being poor in 32, being in the wrong relationship at 32, those probably rank higher to him than being in a relationship, being single at 32, as far as concerns and worries. Her concerns are probably a different type of list. Top of her list might be top of her list of concerns and worries might be to like, hey, I don't want to be single at 30. So the idea of like someone fulfilling that part of her life and on her concerns list, that's like, oh my God. But she's now assuming that everyone's concerns and everyone's list should be the same. And that's just not the truth. And that's kind of what she's dealing with. And what you're saying, that's kind of going back to what you're saying, where it's like, yeah, he didn't think the connection was big enough to rise up the list of his concerns.
Right. Which sucks. I mean, that's the blow to the ego. That's called rejection. Like, I think there's no way to paint this that's not like, this is a rejection.
Sure.
Like, you can rationalize it as like, we're in different places, we're not the match, whatever, which is all true. But at the end of the day, a rejection is a rejection. There's no way to like, there's no excuse that you could hear that would make it not that. There's nothing that you could really hear to make it like feel that much better. It's okay to feel shitty about it, and you'll find someone else who wants to date you.
But I think like, that's where I get into like the idea of like this excuse. Like, to me, she's looking, we're two adults. we're reading the same text she's reading, and we're saying, we're both going, yeah, we see the same thing. He seems like a nice guy who mm-hmm. who didn't want to lead you on with actions and wasn't just going to fuck you to fuck you because he knew you wanted more than just fucking.
Right.
And there it is. And it's like, so if we read those texts and had that feeling, then her need for like figuring out the excuse, she maybe needs to like look in the mirror a little bit and just own that, like, this is just somebody that's not on the same page as you.
Yeah, which is like a hard, I can understand why she'd feel like a little delusional, because that totally can happen. Yeah. If you go out and you feel like you had a great time with someone three times, I can see where you'd be. You know what I mean? I've been in that position where you're kind of like, is this almost say something? Like, if I can't pin this on something, then maybe I just have no sense of reality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, like maybe I'm going on a bunch of dates thinking that they're great and the other person hates me.
Maybe I'm in a simulation of life and I'm actually in a straitjacket in a mental institution right now. Like I don't think anything she did or said is crazy, or, you know, I'm with you totally. So I think we've helped the world enough, right?
I agree. This was a good one though.
This was a really good one. That's our Sunday special. If you have a deal reveal, send it in, UUP@betches.com. If you enjoyed this, let us know. I love hearing that you guys enjoyed a specific episode or a specific part. That's always like such an encouraging and fun thing to hear, that like something on this show improved your life in some way, whether it gave you a laugh or some sort of perspective that you didn't have before. Let us know. We love hearing that.
Totally.
And that's it for us. Jordana, anything on?
That's it. We'll see you next week.
Boom.
You Up is hosted by Jared Fried.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Abby Lloyd. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at UUPpod on Instagram and email your questions to UUP@betches.com.
Betches.